Now on Giddy Up, it's time for Trial Time with Dean Watling.
Hello, Dino. Welcome back. Good morning.
Morning, J-Man, again.
How you going, mate? Celestial Legend trialled at Randwick the other day. Do you want to be on him with no weight on his back and a Doncaster?
Yeah, well, looking at his trial, it's a beautiful piece of work. He's sort of sat back. Obviously, he's not there to do too much. He's there to tick the legs over, but exploded late, come over the top and took out the trial. It's interesting that sort of three-year-old script's been flipped a little bit. I've probably been the advocate that the three-year-olds are no good, and then we've obviously seen Cylinder win the Newmarket, and then we saw V8.
They're the greatest crop of all time.
Yeah, they've flipped the script. They made us, or me, look stupid, but... he's probably the one that we liked a lot coming into the spring, and he's sort of starting to step out over his right trips, and we saw a nice win last start, I think 1,600 metres right down the minimum in a Doncaster, which is falling away a little bit. We'll see another wheel this weekend. I think that's the main rival, but Celestial Legend's done absolutely nothing wrong at the trials in between runs, G-Man.
All right then, so big tick there for Celestial Legend. Who are you with in the Doncaster, Dino, right now?
But at a bet right now, I'd be backing another wheel. I know he's obviously got to win this weekend or even get into the Doncaster Prelude, which he should do. I think he is the one that's going to probably beat the handicapper. Needs to make the field, but if he does, he's going to get incredibly light. I think Southport Tycoon's got a big chance now too, and Celestial Legend as well. I think the lightweights, obviously, history suggests that they dominate, but another wheel is the one that I really like. His tick over trial the other week in Sydney was absolutely phenomenal.
Dino, you missed the winner. I can't believe it.
Who is it?
Obamburamai.
J-Mac's riding it.
No, Obamburamai.
Yes.
D-Lane. How could you miss that horse?
55 kilos. He had a little piece of work. I saw a video this morning.
Very good.
Gareth. So,
very good.
Oh, I think the only jink in his armour is Sydney weather. He needs a dry track, which hopefully he gets. If it's wet, I think that's his only jink. But, yeah, interesting to see D-Lane on. Obviously, Josh Parr rode in the spring, but... they've put the great man D-Lane on him.
Put D-Lane on. I guess that's the city. Like D-Lane did all of the work to get him here in the spring anyway, and he wasn't going to like.
Did you do the negotiations, Gareth?
No, definitely not me. But I don't know if he necessarily needs a dry track as well. Obamburamai. That's just a miss. Sometimes everyone thinks that Japanese don't go on a soft track. Some do go on a soft track, you know.
Yeah, they do. His record suggests he's a better horse on top of the ground. But hopefully, it's been a pretty kind autumn this year. So fingers crossed for your sake, because I know you like him, and for the backers out there, that it is a dry track. And we want to see the best of the best horses. So dry track, please.
All right, then what about a few of the other superstar horses that trialled recently? Southport Tycoon, you mentioned him. He's heading towards – I think he'd be vulnerable. I know I've got egg on my face after I said that he couldn't win a Caulfield Guineas.
You've got to double down now. You can't.
But it was a slowly run race. I think it'd be more tempo in the Doncaster, and I think 1,600 metres, he's vulnerable at that trip. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's probably a bit bigger test, obviously, going from your own age group out to the open grade. I just wanted to touch on his trial was good. Obviously, I like to see these Victorian horses when they come to Sydney and target a feature. It's nice to see them tick over their legs around a Sydney track and get the right way of going under their belt. So he was really good. And then Heat 2, Espionage, interesting horse. Obviously missed the Golden Slipper due to being an emergency. But I think the best thing about that is he's probably really well in a couple of these two-year-old features coming up. Not sure if they go to the sires. Potentially Kindergarten Stakes is the aim for him, but I would not be dropping off him. He had a really nice hit out. He was there to get a little bit of fitness under the legs, obviously missing that run in the Golden Slipper. So definitely not dropping on Espionage. I've got a little nice opinion for him.
All right, go. Some of the untried horses that we haven't seen. You found one for Ronnie Quinton at Randwick back on the 23rd of March. Watch My Girl.
Yeah, Ronnie Quinton has a good knack of getting a couple of horses to trial well. And often if they do trial well, they go to race day and produce a three-year-old filly, Watch My Girl, two smart trials back. She got good form lines around her from her first campaign. She won on debut, and I suggest she's furnished into a 2 to 3 length better filly this time in. So she's had that perfect 700-800 meter trial into a second over 1,000 meters. So you know I love that profile. So she's prepped up, and I would be surprised if she doesn't win first up this preparation. Okay. Watch My Girl for Ronnie Quinton.
And another one for Ronnie Quinton, Rantan.
Yeah, really nice two-year-old. Probably needs a new jockey. Unfortunately, Kieran McAvoy rode in both trials. Obviously, he's out for the rest of the autumn with the injury, but this is a really nice two-year-old. Just a little bit concerned where they go first up. It's slim pickings at the moment. You sort of get thrown in the deep end, but she's teased Tal in both trials. I'd suggest at Randwick, this was the trial of the morning, her second hit out. Okay. 740 metres, sat back and went Wooshka down the outside. This daughter of Iron Invincible, she has plenty of talent. We're going to wait and see where she turns up. She might need the run first up, but I think second up this preparation, Rantan will be winning for the Ronnie Quinton stable again.
What about the filly there, the three-year-old filly that trialled nicely for Chris Waller, who's unraced?
Yeah, interesting filly, three-year-old. She looks like a four-year-old, five-year-old colt. She's a brute of a thing, lovely action. She's had five career trials and three or four different preparations. So obviously she's had a couple of issues, which is a negative, but the positive is they've stuck with her, which tells me that she's got some ability there. Lovely first trial, just tucked in behind, and then typical Waller. Wanted to see a little bit more in the second trial, pushed to the front, and Tommy Berry glided her to the line. She was really good. She's ready to head to the races now. And the best thing about the Chris Waller stable is they're often really quiet on them at the trials, which then just introduces freshness into the legs. And that's why more often than not, we see the Chris Waller stable horses sprint really well fresh. So Pippi Beach goes in the black book for Chris Waller and Tommy Berry.
And Cabot, we've seen Cabot for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, but this Galloper's coming back now, probably set for a Brisbane Carnival trial recently.
Yep, I think you hit the nail on the head. This time of the year, we're trying to figure out where these horses are going, obviously halfway through Carnival time, but Caboo is a really nice horse. I've always had a good opinion of him, but he has some issues. He's sort of has one, two runs, and then sometimes very injury prone, but his first trial back, 740 metres, pushed out to line. His action looked great. That's all you want to see. And like you mentioned, I think targeted towards the Brisbane Carnival, where he's going to be on pace. I think he can pick off a couple of races. So Caboo goes Caboo in the black book as well. A little bit of exposed.
Now, a couple of setbacks for horses that we identified last week. We've got that horse going around in the second race or the third race today.
Third race.
On the Kensington track. And that horse, of course, is called User Pin. It's at $2.80. there, and it's been well supported in a Percy Sykes. Guy Molcaster, who's got a little bit to do with this filly, I think, said that she's no guarantee going to the Percy Sykes, so that was a bit of a setback today. And the horse that I loved and I was all over has been scratched from that race today, and that is Mergala.
Yep,
yeah, and it's been nominated for a 1,300-metre two-year-old race at Warwick Farm. Now, please, God, let her draw well and let her go there. Because if she doesn't go there, I think we've done our cash.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a fickle time of the year. I think the Percy Sykes I've seen 2 weeks' time. So if she doesn't go around on Monday, I dare say we're in a little bit of trouble. But why we like the race, Gareth, is because it's set weights and penalties. So those top fillies, they get in horribly at the weight. So if we can find one like a User Pin or a Jeter that comes out of sort of a maiden, they get in really well at the weights. So pray User Pin wins today, and pray your horse gets a run on, or our horse gets a run on Monday over the 1,300 metres, and then we'll be licking our lips in 2 weeks' time, the Percy Sykes. We might even have to go to the races if they do make it there.
Yeah, let's hope so. You wouldn't believe that these nominations for the fillies, they're just like overloaded. Last year there was only 10 or so in that midweek race, so you need a little bit of luck, and that filly drew the car park, so... Chris didn't want to risk her. She's a well-bred filly, so time will tell. But that's a great game. That's futures betting at its very best.
It is, it is. It's great when it comes off, and more often than not, as we know, it doesn't come off.
All right, then. Do you give Ground Rush a chance today? This is a question coming through from Tom.
I'm guessing that's down in Melbourne.
No, that's race four.
Gareth, which I haven't covered.
That's race four. Race four at Randwick.
Today in the Kenzo?
Yeah, on the Kenzo team horse.
Oh, Ground Rush.
Ground Rush.
I do. I just think it's a little bit short in the mark. It's a really good race. I thought a horse like Kate Byron could land on sort of the 1-1 and get a good run. Wouldn't give out Ground Rush, but I just think it's going to drift in the mark. If you do like it, I'd suggest betting late. Just a map. Gate five doesn't have the best tactical speed. It's probably going to be back dry Kenzo track. I think it's going to be a little bit leaderish.
All right, mate. Good on you. Thanks for that.